Center Hall.
WFXX. Buzzing
the Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College. Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys. 98.7 The Fox.
All I want for Christmas is
it's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday edition. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up here in the final segment of this morning's show.
Gee, what are we going to talk about?
Nothing on the table.
Actually, we
today.
Got lots of things to talk about.
Actually,
right?
Yes, yeah, we do. Even some things that we haven't touched on yet.
Let's talk about education.
All yes. Right?
And we want to welcome our guests, Dr. Steve Nunez, who is the president, and Dr. Cindy Doherty, the vice president of academic affairs for the Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. And I think we have them both on one phone line, so let's see how this works. Folks, first of all, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful day here in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
And good morning.
And in State College, for that matter. So there we go. Now, we saw the story, of course, last week about this new agreement between the community college and CPI. Now, again, for folks who somehow aren't familiar, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology. Yeah, that's a really fancy term. For those of us that are old like me, we just remember the old term of a vo-tech school. Okay. CPI, of course, does a great job working with most of the schools in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Folks, let's start with some background here. One of our favorite lead-in question is we like to find out, you know, kind of more about the background of who we're talking to. So either one of you can go first. Tell us something about yourself, you know, your background, your expertise, and so on. Dr. Nunez, why don't you go first?
All right. Well, I don't know how much expertise I have, but I'll tell you a little bit about my background, that's
okay.
For sure. You know, I grew up in a very rural environment, very similar to Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Somerset, Huntington, and so in Southwest Virginia. I grew up, was a pretty average high school student who was unsure of his direction in life or what he wanted to do in life. And there just happened to be a community college about 7 minutes away from where I grew up, and I had the opportunity to go there and get a degree, and it really helped me a couple of ways. One of the ways it really helped me was it showed that I could do college-level work when I wanted to, and then the other part is that it allowed me some time to mature and really understand myself a bit better before I transferred to Virginia Tech. So community colleges have always just been part of my life. I've always appreciated the mission. It's been very important to me and my family in general. And my first professional job was to be an instructor at this community college in Illinois called Sauk Valley Community College. And so I took my first professional job there, worked 15 years as an instructor, taught biology over those years. And after 15 years, I had the opportunity to move into administration. And it was a cool gig. I really enjoyed the teaching part, but I also really enjoyed the administrative side of the work. And almost 14 years later, as an administrator, I've had the opportunity to come to Pennsylvania Highlands Community College as their president. So I'm almost approaching the end of my fourth year at the college, and really excited about that.
All right, Dr. Doherty, how about you?
Well, kind of a different approach to community college. I went through school, got my doctorate, and then a job opening I saw happened to be at a community college, so I kind of fell into it in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Hack, and just loved the students there. They were so interested in actually learning and improving, and it really made a difference in their lives, these business writing and composition classes I was teaching, so I didn't leave. So I stayed at Hack as an instructor for about 15 years, and moved into administrative roles and was there all the way through a dean, associate dean, dean, and then vice president. And then this opportunity opened up at Penn Highlands, and I came out here. But I have never looked back from community colleges and firmly believe in the mission of we make a difference in the lives not only of the students themselves, but their whole families.
Now, Hack, I'm familiar with. All right, that one I know. Dr. Nunez, I'm curious. Southwest Virginia, I'm thinking Lynchburg, Blacksburg, Roanoke. One of those?
Further west.
Further?
So,
okay.
Do you know where Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia is?
Oh, all right. Ooh, that is...
They have some NASCAR there for sure. That's big every year. So I was very rural. My hometown of Lebanon, Virginia, had and has about 2,200 people in it. And that was the, the metropolitan area for our county. So, it was about 2 hours west of Blacksburg.
All right. Yeah, that's okay. That's out there. Yeah, you're virtually in Tennessee at that point. Yeah. All right. Now, tell us about Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. I mean, give us some history. Give us some background about the college.
Sure, absolutely, and Cindy can jump in as well as we go through this. This is perfect timing. We are in the middle of our 30th anniversary. So in 1993, the Cambria County Commissioners agreed to be our sponsors here. So if you're not familiar with this, the state requires that every community college has a local sponsor. So in the history of community colleges in general, if you go all the way back to the beginning of community colleges have really been about three levels of financial support. So one level is sort of a local level. The second level is state funding. And the third level is from tuition and fees of our students. And so when Pennsylvania adopted the community college model, there was an expectation that there needs to be a sponsor. So Cambria County is our sponsor, so they needed to approve that all the way back in 1993. And in October of 1993, we had our very first Board of Trustees meeting, and then the following year, in 1994, we opened up the doors and started teaching our students here. So we are... in some ways, it feels like we've been here for a really long time, but compared to many other organizations, we are relatively new and still growing. And one of the things that we're excited about is our opportunity to move into Center County and serve Center County. So that's certainly our next step in our growth. Do you want me to go into the mission a bit about the community college, just so we sort of touch upon the different things that we may do?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
All right, so, being a community college professional, if you want to call me that, for over almost 30 years, I think that organizations, community colleges, need to be very mission-focused. And so there really are four tenets to our mission. And this is true for, I think, all community colleges, but certainly true for Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. When I talk about mission, I talk about that we are here, the college is here, to provide affordable and accessible quality education to the communities that we serve. And so all four of those components are really important and necessary in order to fulfill our mission. So let's just start with the affordable piece. The local funding and the state funding allows us to keep our tuition and fees at a very inexpensive rate. So when you compare our tuition and fees to many of the folks, our regional universities, we are generally and significantly more inexpensive than those universities. And again, that's by design. The second part is the accessibility piece. We are, as part of our what we do here at the college, is that we try to have facilities in the counties that we do serve. So we have a couple of facilities in Cambria County. We have one in Somerset County. We have one in Blair and Altoona specifically. And it is our goal to have one up in Center County as well. So we want to be able to provide a location for students to come to us and receive in-person, face-to-face instruction. And we believe that that opportunity for students is very important. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you live in you know, Blair County, you could still drive to the campus in Center County or vice versa. You're not restricted about where you take your education. So one part is, again, we really believe in the need and the desire of our students to have face-to-face instruction. But the other part is we're really good at delivering online education. So we do a really good job on that, traditional online education. But the other piece that we've really grown into is what we call sort of virtual instruction. We can send across the internet our classes live. So someone, for instance, in Bellefonte could take a class from an instructor who's teaching it live from our Altoona campus. So that's the accessibility piece that we're talking about. We provide multiple modalities for students to take our classes. The third piece to this is the quality piece. We could spend more time talking about that, but we're an educational institution that is accredited by the same body, Middle States, the same body that accredits Penn State, accredits University of Pittsburgh, accredits St. Francis, Mount Aloysius, Juniata College, IUP. So all of our local regional universities are also accredited by Middle States, and so are we. So we're held to the same standards. So sometimes I think that there is a belief that community colleges don't have the same level or same quality of instruction as what you'll get at universities, and I will beg to differ. We are, again, held to those same levels of expectation and quality. I have lived it as a community college student myself, and I have taught for 15 years where I know that my expectations were always very high for my students. And then the last piece is just the being embedded in our communities. And I think it's a little sad. There are community colleges across this nation that have rebranded themselves and removed the word community from their name. We are proudly Pennsylvania Highlands Community College, and the reason we are so proud of that is that we are here to help our communities. We are embedded in our communities. The people that work here have lived here for many, many years in most cases. Our students are almost all local, and we are here to help our local communities grow and we help them work through economic development as well. So we are really focused on our communities, and we can't forget that piece.
And to that end, with our community, can you talk about what the plans are, or like, is there a target date for opening the location in Bellefonte?
Yes, there is. So we are very close to signing a lease right now. So I was hoping that this would be done earlier this week so we could be a bit more clear about this, but we are very close to signing that lease, and our target date would be open for business in fall of 2024.
Oh, wow. So the next school year, all right, so the not for the spring, but for the next school year, okay.
That's right. So we'll need to do a few renovations. We'll need to get our staff in place. We'll need to make sure that, you know, our state-of-the-art equipment is put into the classrooms. I mean, we have to do some love for the facility because we really take pride in the product that we put forward, and we want to put out the best product before we're open.
All right, now we have about a minute and a half till we have to take a break. The dealings with CPI, I mean, what tell us about the connection there.
CPI, as you know, is a technical school, and they offer training. And as a community college, we are a comprehensive community college, so we offer opportunities in education and training in career programs, so students can come to us and after a year or 2 years, depending on the program, be prepared to enter the workforce, qualified to take jobs. We also offer the first 2 years of transfer opportunities. In the technical program area, that's where we had an agreement with CPI and actually other centers for career and technology training in our region, where students who complete all the competencies required at their VOTEC will articulate credits into a program at the community college. So, for example, those who get finish an automotive program or a welding program and want to go out and start their own business, they would articulate in, which means we grant them 15 credits, and then they would take another 45 credits with us to complete an entrepreneurship associate in applied science degree, where they would couple their technical skills that they come in with our business skills in classes like management, marketing, human resources, and so on. So the three areas where we are granting credits, they can start with a head start at Penn Highlands, are the areas of early childhood education, network administration, and entrepreneurship.
All right. Once again, we have guests from the Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. We got to take a break here in a moment. We'll come back, get some more details. And
don't know what to get that special loved one? How about a relaxing getaway for two to the Keller House Bed and Breakfast? Comfy quarters and memorable mornings await you and your loved one with a romantic getaway to Center Hall, just minutes from Penn State and Penn's Cave. Relax, refresh, and recharge with a getaway to the Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Make a reservation now by calling 814-364-2225. That's the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall.
Fox on the Run. The Fox Ironhead.
Penn State football has confirmed that former Indiana head coach Tom Allen will be the Nittany Lions' new defensive coordinator. Allen led the Hoosiers program for the last seven seasons and was the associate head coach at Indiana for a year before that. Allen will replace Manny Diaz, who left Penn State to take the head coaching job at Duke. The Lady Lion basketball team is 8-3 on the season, heading into today's game against Central Connecticut State. Tip-off at the Jordan Center is set for 11:30. This morning, Penn State soccer star Peter Mangione has been named a third-team academic All-American by College Sports Communicators. The senior is just the sixth Nittany Lion to ever earn the honor.
From State College, Lock Haven, and Bellefonte, Central PA Sports Authority, Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Here's the Ocean State Job Lots Foxcast. Some sunshine today, the high around 40, mainly clear and cold tonight, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow and Friday, several hours of sunshine and seasonable, and the high temperatures around 38. This is WeatherBell.com Chief Meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you've got.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Talk about great prices. Center Hall Farm Store has fantastic deals to help you save money all winter long on heating wood pellets.
Come here, Bear. Come on. Come on.
Oh, yeah. And for your ferocious little pomapoo, shepherd, horses, and just about every other farm animal, even your birds. Center Hall Farm Store has created its own perfect, unique mixture of feed, along with commercial feed of your choice. Center Hall Farm Store, 110 West Allison Street, Center Hall. CenterHallFarmStore.com.
Hi, this is Corey Comfort from Joel Comfort Toyota in State College. Are you looking for a dealership to call home? Joel Comfort Toyota is a locally owned family business that has been serving the community for over 45 years. Come see us and let us help you with your next vehicle experience. We're located at 120 East Clinton Avenue in State College, just behind the Waffle Shop on North Athens Street. Or visit us 24/7 at joelcomfort.com. And remember, good things happen in your community when you buy local.
The title and tag service that is customer-friendly and locally owned is at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned in Pleasant Gap. And as part of the Joel Confer family of dealerships, Monica Prisk is experienced and has been serving customers for 13 years. Cameron Confer is on the title and tag team and is there to help you with all of your title and tag needs. Stop at Joel Confer Quality Pre-Owned at 475 East College Avenue in Pleasant Gap and have Monica or Cameron answer any of your title and tag questions. Remember, good things happen in your community when you buy Buy local.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With cloud fax solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y feliz.
It is Let's Talk here on a Wednesday. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, we'll have a little open phone time coming up in the final segment of this morning's program.
Once again, we're joined by Dr. Steve Nunez and Dr. Cindy Doherty from the Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. And their new, I guess, affiliation with CPI in Pleasant Gap, which is going to start later on next year. Now, folks, specifics, if you will, because if I'm correct, you know, you're not going to start by doing 8 million things with CPI. When you folks get rolling later on next year, what are the, I'm not sure if you would call them majors or degrees or the specific things that you're going to start working with in conjunction with CPI? What are the particular topics you're going to be dealing with?
Great question, and we'll also get a little bit broader just to sort of talk about the scope of our next steps.
Okay.
You know, again, one of our goals as a community college, and certainly at Pennsylvania Highlands Community College, is that for every county that we serve, we have a local advisory board. And this local advisory board is made up of business leaders, government leaders, non-for-profit leaders, education leaders, and so we bring in these folks because it's really important to hear their voice about how the college can serve their communities. And whenever I get to speak about the college, I always say something similar to, this is not my community college, it's not Cindy's community college, it's your community college, and we are here to serve you and to help this community. So we are in the middle of forming an advisory council right now. We've got some good folks on there, and we're still expanding. And they will help us understand the opportunities that we have in Center County for some programming. So I'll pass it off to Cindy. She can talk a little bit more about the details with CPI, and she can talk about some of the other things that we might be moving into.
All right. Dr. Doherty, go ahead.
So, two of the three areas that we signed an agreement on, we are looking to start up. One is the information technology area. We have just created a new Institute for Cybersecurity, and we are rolling out a partnership right now with some Cambria County schools, and we look forward to expanding that opportunity in Center County. Essentially, we begin with a certificate program that's 27 credits that gives students a background in network administration as well as cybersecurity that will qualify them with some industry certifications to enter the workforce, or they can continue on to our associate's degree and even stack into ultimately a bachelor's degree if that's the direction they want to head in. So we're very excited about that. The other area is in our business programs, and again, we're looking to diversify and offer different opportunities for higher education in Center County outside of more traditional liberal arts, but we are also going to offer the general education classes like some Englishes and Maths and Humanities and Social Science for students who are interested in going on for a four-year degree. But we provide a much more affordable starting point with highly transferable classes. Another area that we're interested in venturing into with Center County is dual enrollment. Pennsylvania Highlands Community College has an excellent dual enrollment program. We are NACEP accredited. We serve right now 49 high school districts throughout a 6-county region. And so we have a very successful program that allows students who are currently in high school to take college classes taught by their high school teachers, but they're actually our classes. Those teachers then become our adjunct faculty. We do the quality assurance by observing the classes to make sure they're meeting our course requirements. And at the end of the class, these students will end up with college credits that can transfer into Penn Highlands or another institution. So those are a couple of the areas we want to investigate.
Now, folks, this is Scott. I'm just curious. I mean, I've heard the term accreditation, and I have no idea what that term means. Official is all I can think. What is accreditation? You know, who does that? Why is it important? What's the big... I know it's very important. You know, you want to take courses that are going to lead to something later. Tell us about accreditation. How exactly does that work?
Accreditation is really the quality control for higher education. It's where we have standards that we're required to meet, and periodically we have a team of people. So we are looking forward to a team of mostly community college educators from outside of Pennsylvania coming onto our campus to make sure that we are meeting the standards that Middle States Commission on Higher Education has for all colleges and universities in their region. So it's just a double check to make sure that we are doing what we say we're doing and that students are getting the same quality of education, whether they're taking the class in a high school class, a college environment, or online platform.
Now, when I think about CPI, I think about high school kids, all right? I'm from Penns Valley. Penns Valley has kids that go there, Belfont, Bald Eagle, and so on. But I know CPI has adult education classes of different kinds. For what you folks are going to be doing with CPI, is that aimed mainly at the high school kids that are coming over, or is this really kind of open? It's like anybody could somehow take part in this.
Well, it actually is open. However, the partnership we have with CPI is that we do not really compete with them. We offer alternatives or continuing opportunities to get additional credentials beyond what CPI offers. So it's not that we're going to be doing the same thing they're doing and we're doing it for a different set of people. It's they have a mission that is in highly technical education, and we're looking to focus more in computer technology, business, and transfer possibilities. So that I think the partnership would be a very good one where we're not competing.
And all right, now you folks mentioned you want to get things rolling in the fall, next fall, 24. And I'm assuming there's a long-term vision here. The idea is, all right, we're starting with some stuff. I'm assuming at some point, I don't know, a year, 2 year, 5 years, and so on, you're gonna expand to a lot of other things. Am I accurate on that? There's a long-term plan to really grow in this area.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the college has slowly expanded over 30 years, and so we've moved into different counties at different times. And it takes a few years to sort of just gain traction in every county. You've already mentioned this, but you know, having a community college facility in Center County is going to be a brand new thing. And so we've been actually having conversations for several years with many folks in Center County. But what I learned very, very quickly, again, everybody has their own biases. I've been in the community college business forever. My father was in the community college business, and I'm a community college student. So, you know, what I was surprised is that a lot of folks in Center County just didn't recognize the things that we can do as a community college. And so it will take us several years for us to sort of gain traction and move forward there, just like it has in every other county. But we're looking forward and excited about the opportunity and the potential that we have there. And again, it's not our community college, it's your community college, and you, the citizens that live in Center County, will help direct us in the areas that we need to grow into.
How does the partnership, I'm just curious to whatever degree you're able or willing to share, but how does a partnership like that come about? Like, do you approach CPI? Did somebody there approach you? I'm just curious as to the, because it's to me, such a great partnership and great opportunity for those students. But I'm just curious as to how those types of agreements come about. Is it, you just run into somebody somewhere and you start talking, or how does it initially come about?
All of the above. So the institution, and certainly as president, I am really open to partnerships. And sometimes I say things like, you know, we can't do this alone anymore. Like, we need people to work together. We need organizations to work together. So certainly there is a part of the college that reaches out and tries to create connections with organizations that we think we can partner with. So certainly that happened in a very collaborative way. If you've not interviewed the president over at CPI, Marianne Bowlers, you should do that. She's a fantastic person who puts students first, who really cares about her community. And as a like-minded individual, it was a really easy conversation. I mean, for the first 5, 10, 15 minutes of that conversation with her, it was really just getting to know each other and having a few laughs. And very, very quickly, we realized this is the right thing to do, not for CPI, not for the college, though we certainly benefit, but really for the students and the citizens of Center County.
Yeah.
So it can happen in lots of ways. It can sometimes just sort of organically happen in meetings. You just meet people. In this case, we certainly reached out to CPI, and they reached out to us to make something happen.
Another example is our president's been active up in Center County, making a number of connections. So State College Area School District is working with us now on their own dual enrollment agreement, and they will be offering Penn Highlands classes next year. We're working through the details of that right now. So that's another partnership in the State College area.
All right. Now, folks, this next question might sound a little harsh, but I know somebody out there is thinking this. I know it. You folks know we have a certain other university kind of nearby, just sort of over there.
Who is that?
We'll move on. I know, and this is, again, it'll sound harsh, but I know somebody's thinking this. They hear the term community college, and they think, well, okay, that's not as good as this one over here, you know, and so on. I have to believe you folks have heard that at some point. What is your response to that? You know, when you are compared to, say, the Blue and White University or any other college or university for that matter, when you folks get compared, how do you respond to that?
Well, I think it's a pretty simple answer. All we're trying to do is to provide additional opportunities the people live there. And Pennsylvania Highlands Community College is not the other university or any of the other universities that we have very good partnerships with already. So it's not that we're in competition. We think that we serve a particular niche for the communities that we serve. We're an organization that really believes in quality. Our graduates do very well, whether they enter the workforce or whether they transfer to a university. And we track all of that. Like, we have data that proves that our students do exceptionally well. So when students leave our institution and they move to a four-year institution of any sort, we know how they, if they graduate, what their grade point average is. We have data that is provided to us that shows that our students are doing exceptionally well. So it's there are students that will never come to a community college, and there are students that will never go to a university. And again, we will serve the county and our region to the best of our ability and provide just additional opportunities for students when they need them.
Quite frankly, not everyone can afford a Blue and White university, and our price point with the services and educational quality we offer is much more attractive to some students. So that's the niche we're looking to fill.
I think we've renamed the university, the Blue and White University. There we go. We only have about a minute left. here, this is a dumb question. This is Scott. I'm good at dumb questions. You folks are Penn Highlands Community College. Also here in State College, opening soon, we have an outlet from the Penn Highlands healthcare system. Should I assume there's no connection between those two?
There is no connection between us, and it is going to be a little confusing for a period of time until we both develop our brands. Luckily, our branding colors are different, but there are a lot of similarities in our name, and hopefully we can grow into a partnership and a collaboration with them as well as we grow our programming.
I was going to say, you're both essentially starting here in our neighborhood at the same time. I'm going to assume some people are going to get confused. Just a thought there. Folks, we really appreciate your time today. We're going to kind of follow along. You mentioned you plan to get rolling here in the fall of 24, which is going to be here pretty quickly. And sure, you is. Sound like you have some very interesting opportunities. Very quickly, what is your website if folks want more information?
PennHighlands.edu.
PennHighlands.edu. All right.
That's it.
So, folks, you can jump online and you can get some more information via the website. Folks, we appreciate again your time today. Good luck. I think there are a lot of folks hoping that this really leads to some pretty cool things for local folks. And thanks again for the time today.
We appreciate you very much. Happy holiday.
And to you. Thank you very much. Again, Dr. Steve Nunez and Dr. Cindy Doherty from Pennsylvania Highlands Community College. We're going to continue to follow along. Some pretty cool stuff there, I think, are coming down the pike for us. That's great.